Abraham Lincoln had just been elected president, and things were looking pretty good. But things soon turned dark for our country and also for Longfellow. The Civil War began the following year, and during that year, Longfellow's wife died of severe burns because her dress caught fire. And Longfellow himself was injured, seriously injured with his hands and his face as he tried to save her. He was not even able to attend the funeral as a result of that. That Christmas Day of 1961, he wrote in his diary, "How inexpressibly sad are the holidays." In the next year, 1862, the Civil War escalated. And in the diary for that year, Longfellow wrote of Christmas, "A Merry Christmas, say the children, but that is no more for me." In 1863, his son, who had joined the Union Army, was severely wounded and returned home. And then there was no entry in his diary that year. For Christmas, Longfellow wanted to pull out his despair, and so he decided to try to capture the joy of Christmas again through the words that he wrote. "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men." And then as he got to the sixth verse, he wrote, "And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." But then, catching the eternal perspective that we read as we look forward to the last verse, he wrote, "Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men."